Second transmission.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your physical location on this planet Earth we're living on. Hello, it's 1930. Welcome to another extraordinarily exciting edition of Budget Nature Expeditions. My name's Tobe. I'm your expedition leader. And I'm currently walking through the forest. It's very green. I like it. It's a little breezy, but it is sunny. It's fairly warm. I've got my shorts on. I've got a camera in my pocket. And we're at Herrenhaven looking for dudes. Who are we going to find today? Let's find out. I'm working my way up the path, and I'm approaching the billabong. I hear lots of honky business going on in here. What are all these geese doing? I just watched one guy chase another dude, and these two dudes are just hanging out. Okay, well, apparently we just missed some kind of goose argument. That's nice. All right, let's just work our way out onto the water. See what's going on the boardwalk. Maybe we will find a snapper. Maybe we will find a scratty. Maybe we'll find a whole bunch of little fishies. Either way, I can't wait to see what it is that we get. All right, working my way up the little path here. We've got about, 20 more yards before we are... Ooh, I meant meters. 20 more meters before we make it to the boardwalk. And now I can see the boardwalk, and there's a goose standing there. He's just walking down the boardwalk very slowly. I think I know this guy. I think this is the same guy that we ran into the other day. Okay, buddy. Can I go past you? Are you guarding everything? Yeah, now he sort of has stopped walking. There's another goose down here in the reeds doing weird stuff. You don't have to go out to the water, homie. I just need to go past you. You can just step to the side. Yeah, he's not buying it. He's just still walking. Oh, and look at this. I'm about, I don't know, 20 meters onto the boardwalk, and I see a snapping turtle in the water here. Come closer. I want to pet you up. He's hiding in the moss. The only reason I know that there's a turtle here is I did see his nose sticking out of the water while he was trying to breathe. And you can just barely sort of make out his shell. This is a very hidden and disguised snapper. He's hunting. That's nice. All right, let's see if we can make our way out to the end of the boardwalk. This goose is still just standing here. And every time I keep walking out to the boardwalk, or I keep walking on the boardwalk, he just keeps walking up there too. We're just hanging out. Instead of going to the side or jumping in the water. Okay, now we're coming to the part where the bench is. Look, just go over there. You, go over there. This goose doesn't get it. This is a passing lane. I could pass you here. You just stand here. I'll go over here. This is an uncooperative goose. Hey, okay, now we're out of the passing area. What are we doing here? And what are those guys doing? Arguing over nothing, just like geese always do. Hey, you know, I don't want to hassle this goose anymore, so I'm just going to turn around. Work my way back into the forest and walk by the snapper again. I can't tell which one this is because I can't see enough of his carapace. So we'll just keep on walking and we'll come back out here a little bit later. And of course, now that I'm trying to leave the boardwalk, I'm clear down at the end. And who's stepping out from the woods? Yeah, you guys just keep moving your butts. Two more geese. See, there's actually a little hidden pond over to the side here. They're just transferring their butts from one end to the other. Okay, see you guys later. Yeah, have some quacky fun. I like geese.
Oh, yeah.
So, working my way back inland here. Let's see what's going on back in the billabong here. Oh, what a surprise, it's a bunch of geese. Well, a couple geese anyway. There's a few other people here today, including that bird who's chirping right above me. I saw some people in the mushroom garden, so I didn't go back in there to check on my motties or any of my dudes. We can check on that stuff on the way back out. Right now, I'm on the path that smells nice because of all those... Oh, there's a flicker! There's one of my woodpeckers, dead ahead. He's climbing up a dead mulberry tree and checking it out. I like him. He's black and white, and he's got a red spot on his head. He looks pretty cool. And now I'm looking down into Turtle Bay. And although I do not see any turtles, I do see some frogs. Here's a huge frog who's managing to sit on a stick that's like half the size of it. It's hilarious. And there's a giant one out on the log. Look at all these dang old frogs. It's hilarious. Frogs are pretty cool. I like the noises that they make. They're not very noisy today, though. And now I hear the voices of children. That's odd. Am I hallucinating? I don't think so. And now I'm working my way toward the blind. The big blind. The fun blind. Let's see what we can see from there. It's about 15 meters away still, but I can start seeing the water through all the trees. I hear some wood ducks. They're far away though. All right, here we go, into the blind. Who is out here today? Well, there's not much going on. I thought this would be a good time to come, but apparently all the animals are taking siestas. We got some geese just cruising around. That's about it. There's no turtles on any logs. I can't find Big Bluey. I don't see him anywhere. And I don't see any scratties. It's a little breezy, but still the water is strangely smooth. Huh. Well, isn't this interesting? Where's all my friends? I cannot find them. Although, the light is hitting the water at an angle, at a good enough angle where I can see some little fishies. Some little fishies are kind of chubby. There's a crazy sound. There's a bullfrog down there going, ooh. I don't know if you can hear him. Oh, and there's a little turtle stuck his head up. I'm sitting here just staring into the water, and a western painted turtle came to the surface. He's got his head sticking up. He's looking at me. And then a goose is flying over. Hi, Mr. Turtle. Little turtles, sit on your log. It's nice and sunny. And I can... Where did those little fishies go? Oh, yeah, they're eating moss or something, these fish. Farther out, looking towards Goose Island, there's a big head and now a shell sticking out of the water. There's a big snapper out there. On the surface, he's sort of looking my way. Is he coming over here? He's just bobbing up and down on the surface. Very interesting. Is he looking at something? Is he gonna make a move? This is awesome. I've seen T snappers today. Can't get any decent photos of them, but you know, still two different ones in one day. I wish I knew which one that was out there. Hope he comes over here. And like a submarine, he just dove. And the water's deep enough over there that I can't see him. I see bubbles though, that might be him. And as I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the tree that has fallen into the water right next to the blind here. And I just watched a little turtle crawl out of the water onto to the branch. Yeah, he's gonna get some sun. He's gonna get some suntanning action. He's about a 6-inch or 15 centimeter western painted turtle. Oh, he's just getting his balance. Oh, he's like, oh, I got to get on here just right. He's high centered right now. And he's sort of tilting back and forth. Yeah, it looks like he's gonna be satisfied with this position, so he's all stretching out now. That's funny. Some other turtles have crawled onto the log too, up close. I can't see him, but as I'm looking down there, I see another snapper. This is probably the same one. He's much closer now. He's moving his way toward the tree where all the little turtles are. So maybe he's gonna hang out with his little buddies. I wonder if I can get a picture of this. Yeah, no, this is gonna be impossible for a photo. And now that I see a little turtle, he's swimming over towards the big turtle. They're gonna have turtle conversations. That's the same turtle that I watched just climb out onto the log. He's just swimming around on the surface over there by the big snapper. I hope they don't get into a turtle fight. And there's a goose fight going on now. So much goosey drama. And I'm trying to watch turtles. This little turtle, he's just swimming around. Now he's just messing around with the moss. Maybe he's having a snack. I can't see the big snapper, but, you know, he was down underwater in that area. I'm gonna stick my head out here and hope I don't spook anybody. Oh, I just spooked one of the little turtles who was on the log. Oh, and then the other one followed him. Ah, see? That's the problem with this place. You stick your head out and you spook the dudes. There are still one or two turtles on the log, so I'm just gonna turn around and leave them to their turtly business. Let's walk up here. Obviously, we're leaving the blind. And that means we're going up into the loop because we seem to have established some sort of pattern here. I sure like my snappers. I'm glad we have seen two already. Wish I could take some pictures, but they are notoriously camera shy. I'm walking through the loop here and I just passed the area where we check for scarlet cups. There aren't any. We haven't gotten any rain since the last time we checked. And I think we're gonna need slightly warmer and slightly damper conditions. Oh my God, I don't believe it. I see this just about every year. I'm walking down the hill and I'm looking out into this little other pond and holy crap, there's two snapping turtles and they must have been mating because there's a lot of ripples in the water and one or at least chasing each other around. And there's a giant snapper looking at me. And there's another one making an escape. I can see him or her swimming away. Oh, and they're monsters. This is just rocking good news. Four snappers in one day. That is a record. Oh, and that one that was looking at me, he dove. Geez, maybe we should sit here and watch this for a minute, see what these guys get up to. Looks like we must have just missed all the action because everything now is calmed down. All the water has calmed, everything is still. The one closest to me is still surfaced and kind of looking at me. The one that ran away is 15 meters away from me, further away from me, looking back at us suspiciously, or looking back at this one turtle suspiciously. Awesome! Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, this big guy is backing up and turning around now. I'm not close enough to be able to identify which one that is, but it may be Red October, and he is now heading back in the direction of the other one. So, are we going to get some more conflict here? Or are we going to make us some baby snappas? Well, now he's sort of turning more inland. He's heading into the moss. He's going to go hide. He's going to go disguise himself or herself in the moss and lay in wait in ambush for either food or another mate to swim by. It could take a while. So I'm going to make my way back out of here. But this is great. It's now warm enough and foody enough that all the snappers are in the shallow water. Yes, because I like snappers! Snappers rule. The wind kicked up here for a second. Some of these 8 and 10 inch diameter trees started swaying back and forth, making all kinds of crazy, cronky sounds. I was hoping maybe I'd be able to see a tree fall in the forest, but I did not. And I would have been able to record it too, thereby answering the most famous tree falling question in the world that I will not repeat here. I'm working my way around on this path here, and we're going to head out onto the boardwalk once again. See if we can get any further without hassling any geese. See if we can find some more dudes, maybe some more snappers! Because I like snapper. Okay, now there's some more action out here. There's no geese on the boardwalk. All the geese are in the water. Most of them are on the inside of the boardwalk. Some of them are outside. And I can see some turtles out on logs now. That's good. There's two Western painteds out there on that log. Now, where's that snapper? There was that... Oh, yep, he's still here. Yeah, he's a little guy. It's kind of one of our smaller snappers. But still a big boy. And there's a goose on the log right over here splashing around. Alright, and now we can make our way out onto the boardwalk. This is great. Got some turtles over there, little turtles over there, we got big turtle over here. We got goosers. And who else do we have out here today? Let's find out. I'm looking into the soup. I'm walking along the boardwalk. And right along the rail, and I'm gazing down into the water. It is green. There's so much biomass. It is full of plants and animals and bugs and turtles and geese and little fishies. There's my little fishies. Hi, fishies. Look at him zipping around there. Oh, there's a wood duck. He just flew above me. I can see the ripples in the water where the fish are trying to run away from me. And I can occasionally see little fishies. And I like little fishies. All right, we're almost to the end of the boardwalk. I'm going to look out over this edge because I like to see all the little stuff. Oh, there's some fishies. And they're swimming around. They're darting away. Later in the year, we get lots of polywogs in this area, and they get really big, and they're fun to watch too. Sometimes I can get a picture of them, but they're a little spooky. Oh, look who's out there. I just looked up, and all the way over there on the eastern side of the lake, there's Big Bluey. He's looking for fish. He's striding along in the water, and he's got his neck stretched out. He's looking for yummy heron snacks. Speaking of yummy heron snacks, I'm looking back the inside of the boardwalk, and the sun is at just the right angle. I can see little fishies in that little channel. There's a little channel that runs from one of the fingers under the boardwalk. That's not very deep, probably only a foot, foot and a half, call it 30 to 45 centimeters deep, and maybe 60 centimeters wide. And it's naturally created by the geese swimming out of there. It just sort of naturally got dug out over the span of a couple years. And the fish like to hide in there. And they like to zip around. And they're little itty-bitty baby fishies. There's some raccoon tracks over here in the mud, too. Snoodler snoodlins. All right. What's that over there? For a second there, I thought I saw another blue heron or something standing over by those reeds. I had to change my angle to get a good look at it. But no, it's just a bunch of sticks. And maybe a piece of paper or trash. I haven't seen any muskrats in a couple of days. Where are my muskrats? Where are they hiding? Who are you talking to, Honky? He's so honkery. So many gooses are giving me the honks. Are you giving me the honks? Yeah, I didn't think so. So goosey. Well, this ought to be interesting. Here comes a mom and a bunch of kids. Three kids that can walk, and two in a dual stroller. Let's show them the snapper. You guys want to see something really neat? Look right there. See that shell sticking out of the water right there?
Turtle?
That's a turtle. That's a snapping turtle.
Oh, man.
Right there. And you can kind of see his head. He's sort of sticking up right over there. That's Mr. Snapper. And if you look out there on those logs, you can see two more little turtles out there.
That's a turtle. Cool.
That is a turtle right there.
Awesome.
He's just sitting there.
Awesome. What is that?
That's just the water.
The green stuff?
Oh, look at the frog.
That's duckweed.
Here.
Oh yeah, there's a froggy over there. Yeah.
Near there, just look at you can fall in.
Look at the frog.
Yeah, look at that frog.
Isn't that a cool frog?
Yeah. If I catch a turtle or a frog, that would be sick.
Well, keep looking, because these guys are all over the place. And there's more stuff out there. It's pretty fun.
Here a few times. We live just up the road, so.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You know what you're looking for.
Yep. Here, come here.
See that turtle moving?
I just don't trust some of them by the water.
Well, luckily it's not too deep.
I was like, yeah, it'll be my luck, but I'll be
there. That's hilarious. And one kid's, I will never fall in there. That's because you're awesome, homie. You are just way too cool. Oh, little kids crack me up. They're always hilarious. And as we leave the boardwalk, I need to adjust my headgear. So we're gonna just come right up to the billabong here, where there's a bench, and I'm gonna sit down for a second and adjust my brain protector. There we are, got my head screwed on straight now. It's starting to get a little warm. Actually, it's probably the same temperature. I've just now been exerting myself long enough, and I'm starting to heat up. I'm just gonna start moseying my way back towards my automobile as I slowly walk through here and check out everything for dudes. Where are the dudes? Where's my mates? Actually, I know where one mate is. Maybe we'll go see if she's hanging out today. Where's my bees today? I haven't seen any giant bees. I'm seeing little butterflies and little moths, and I do love a moth, but I do not see any bees. I think they come out later, or maybe earlier. This is bee siesta time right now. That's all I know. I'm working my way around the end of the dragonfly pond. I don't see any dragonflies, but I do see a whole boatload of frogs. Jeez. There must be eight sitting on that little stick alone. Hey, all you froggies. All right. I'm going to make my way over into the mushroom garden area. See if we can spot that one Mati. And see if we can find anything else over there. Like a mink or a turkey or who knows what. And as I make my way around the edge of the building, Sam's here, along with a bunch of other of the guys. They're going into the building. I wonder what they're doing. Sam's on the phone. I'll talk to him later, maybe. I'm walking by the Mati hole, and I don't see any Matis, but they do like to stay down in their hole. That's why they make the hole. It's so they can hide down in there. And I'm not seeing anything. That's okay. There's no minks or Matis or any kinds of dudes back here other than little birds chirping away, doing their chirpy stuff. And I don't even see any little bees. Where's my bees? The bees like these little flowers that are in this ground cover. I don't know what they're called, but they're cool. And I'm just hanging out in the mushroom garden. It's a little bit breezier here. And the breeze is nice and cool, and I'm standing in the shade. I'm not feeling quite as hot as I was before. I am now going to sneak my way up towards the property line. This is the border of Herrenhaven and Mulhalls. And I'm just gonna, there's a ditch. I'm just gonna peer down into this ditch very carefully and very stealthily. See if I can find any dudes. Turkeys like to hide down in here. Sometimes there's marmots down in here. And I can see some pathways. I can see little trails that marmots and or turkeys have been following. But there is no dudes hanging around down in here right now. Did I just come at the exact wrong time? Is this the time when all the dudes are taking their afternoon naps?
See the turtle?
Did you see another one?
No. Did I see it?
Yeah.
I saw the turtle. I sure like turtles. I like frogs too.
But I saw the frogs are in swamp.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's where they like to live. Swamps are fun.
That's why the frogs are under the water.
Oh, under the water. I understand now. That's the same party of kids that we ran into earlier. They're now working their way out. Okay, see you later. Oh, kids. Always hilarious. I'm now sort of walking behind the butterfly garden. There's a little loop path. I don't know why this is even here. And basically, I just want to look at the drainage. There's a little drain that goes from, well, that ditch I was just in and talking about, works its way through the Herrenhaven property, not very long, you know, just 40 meters maybe, and it drains into the Dragonfly Pond. And being as this is a very damp area, it's a drain, I like to check it for mushrooms. But I'm not finding any mushrooms back here. You would think some would be popping up around here by now, but it's not always going to happen that way. And as much as I'd love to tell you more about it, it's way past time for me to start wrapping this up. So I'm just going to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, aka lots of other names that we'll talk about later. My name's Tobe. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. I will talk to you later. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end